This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
DeAndre Hopkins has announced he's retiring from NFL football. Thank you, DeAndre, for putting me over the over. Nice way to go out. And the Super Bowl logo has been released for next year. And I asked our resident conspiracy theorist, Tim Zimmer, to take a look at it. And looking at the green and yellow involved in it, he thinks it's going to be the Packers. And then there's also some blue and yellow. So he's saying the Chargers, the Packers and the Chargers in the Super Bowl. That's according to Tim Zimmer's conspiracy theory. Let's see if he's right. And if he is right, by gosh, boy. Let's welcome in Ollie Cosell now, credentialed NBA writer covering the Pelicans. How you doing, Ollie?
Good morning, Tommy. I'm doing well. Enjoying this weather while we watch the Pelicans, I guess, pile loss after loss.
Yeah, I went to the Pelicans-Celtics game, and it was kind of like the same old repeat of the first game. And it just seems to me that individually they do have some good players, but it's hard to put it together as a team. And look, I don't know anything about basketball, but am I close to anything here?
You are a little bit. And it started right from the get-go, right? I think the injuries took a toll to where it kind of hit them upside the head, but they always had an expectation of bouncing back. Well, they never got all their, you know, the players never came back, right? We never did see Brandon Ingram play with Zion Williamson, DeJounte Murray. So now Brandon Ingram's calling somewhere else home. And you went to the game where the Pelicans lost DeJounte Murray right to that Achilles tear. And I felt like right before that, the Pelicans were actually playing their best ball. They had won 7 of 10 before they have now on a 9-game losing streak. So it's been a rough watch this season. But you're right, the individual talent there. I mean, you like the way Zion Williamson kind of looks, right? The way his body's looking, probably the best we've ever seen in the NBA, giving you offense and defense. And then Trey Murphy, I think he's undoubtedly turning into a star. I mean, just take, for instance, last night's game. He had 23 points on 15 shots against a Thunder defense that Brandon Ingram could never do as well against, right, putting up that type of stat line. So you really like Trey's chances of becoming maybe a second star. And of course, you've got Eve Missy, right, the rookie who's playing really well, can be potentially your starting center for the next 10 years. So you're right, individual pieces are there, but you need to see just some sustained winning by the group, and that's something they never did this season. So, you have to have questions.
This might have gotten lost during the Super Bowl, but talk about the BI trade, if you will.
Yeah, sure. So, of course, the Pelicans, it was no secret, had Brandon Ingram on a trade market going back to last season. Weren't able to find him a new home this summer. And as you saw, right, players that used to make the max kind of dollars but aren't really worth the max under this new CBA, well, it's tough for them to get those contracts, right? The Pelicans tried to lure Brandon Ingram several times with contract extensions, but he thought he was worth more. So he wanted to move on. And, of course, he wasn't able to find any other team willing to give him that contract until last minute, day before the trade deadline. Brandon Ingram was all of a sudden a target of the Toronto Raptors, where he's now wound up. Masai Ujiri over there, their general manager, believes that he can be part of a three-man kind of a new look Raptors fourth, right alongside Scotty Barnes and whoever they may draft this season as kind of the young core to build around. So they're taking a chance on a guy who's a very good shooter, right? We saw the highs from Brandon Ingram. Problem is, he was never consistent. He could never stay on the court long enough. So the Pelicans moved him over there, and in return, they received Bruce Brown Jr., who's a very good role player. A couple years ago, won the national championship with the Denver Nuggets. And Kelly Olynyk, a center who's, 33 years old, so he's a little bit older. But again, he's a guy that's, just durable and stable. Like, you can count on him to produce, when you need some toughness on the court, he can make you a three-point shot, right? And as we know, the Pelicans have really struggled at that center position this season. But the biggest prize from that trade, Tommy, was the fact that the Pelicans landed a future first-round pick, 2026, that's via the Indianapolis Pacers, and a second-round pick. So the fact you're able to get two really good draft assets for Brandon Ingram when there was no trade market, and maybe potentially two rotation players right on next year's team, that's about as best as they were going to do.
Yeah, when you talk about the Thunder and you talk about the Pelicans, you're talking about opposite ends of the NBA here, aren't you?
Yeah, you sure are. You saw that last night, right? A team that's clicking on all cylinders. The way they took it to the Pelicans just right out of the jump, caused seven turnovers. Seemingly, their offense, perfect, right? I mean, they made a franchise best 27 three-pointers yesterday. So like I said, they have found all the talent and all the cracks. Now they're all playing well, and they look like, to me, honestly, the best team in the league, right? They've got a legitimate, true superstar in Shai Gilgeous-Alexander and just a bunch of great role players, right? They've got size, the shot blocking, the three-point shooting, and defenders. It seems like every single one of their players is so tenacious that it's very hard to do something against, right, when you're playing one-on-one. So they're the model. They're what I think everybody's striving to copy.
So when it comes to Willie Green and next season, thoughts?
Yeah, that's the tough question, right? What do you do with Willie Green and even David Griffin for that matter? Right? It's been an up and down, kind of roller coaster for both of their careers since they've come in New Orleans. There's been highs followed by a lot of lows. For David Griffin, you've never solved, right, that Zion Williamson problem. Year six still seemingly has the conditioning issues. The injuries always crop up. You lasted so long with that duo of Brandon Ingram that did not work. And then you, of course, kind of had to settle for a smaller trade than you probably would have hoped the return to be from, say, a year or two ago. And then on the flip side, with David Griffin, you like the fact that, boy, these guys have become very good at drafting good players. And you like the DeJounte Murray trade. Right, they needed a point guard. They got one. And yes, his career got off to a slow start here before his season-ending injury, but he was rounding in the form. And like I said, that cone.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a three-time champion, check out my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Decided with the team's best stretch of the season. With Willie Green, this is probably the hardest one. I feel like I like comparing him to Monty Williams. I looked at when Monty Williams was really struggling, when the team was struggling. I thought they needed to move on from him a couple of years before they actually did. What led me to believe that was he had lost, people or players in the locker room. The relationships weren't there. You didn't see development. But see, with Willie, I have seen all these things. Where you struggle with Willie is, of course, the wins and losses, but also them just adhering to, right, whether it's offensive concepts, shooting 43s. Yes, he says it to the media, that's the goal, but yet the player seldomly ever carried out his wishes. Same thing with defense. He's a defense-first coach, yet this defense, this entire season has been just awful, right? So is his message truly getting through? They may be listening. They may like him, but is it getting through? So I think we still need to see the rest of the season, how it plays out. But, yeah, if you're going to make a change, Willie Green would probably feel like maybe the more likely spot that you would do it at instead of, say, the general manager's position.
I had a conversation with somebody a while back, and I don't know if it's valid or not. I don't know, but it was opined that maybe Zion's body type doesn't lend itself to a full NBA season the way he's built or constructed. Have you ever heard any talk about that, like that, about either Zion or about specific NBA players, et cetera, and body proportions where you can only offset so much with training as it relates to durability?
Oh, without a doubt. Yeah, absolutely. Look, in the era where you had the big guys like that carried a lot of weight, that had those big frames, like a Shaquille O'Neal, for instance, The game was played at a much slower pace, or you played at a slower pace because you had those players, right? I mean, it's well known that Shaquille O'Neal always got in condition by using the regular season, right, to build his body up. Zion can't do that. He doesn't have that luxury. And moreover, with him, he is so explosive. Right, it's one thing to be big. It's another thing when you probably are the biggest and best leaper, right? The quickest twitch muscles. So you're more prone to injury than anybody else on the court. So with Zion, here's my thing. We haven't seen him hit that best, his personal best, where he is svelte, where it just shows, right? He has the stamina to play 40 minutes. Until he hits that level and he stays at that level, I think then it's on him, right, to prove that he can, you know, give you 35 minutes and therefore get a chance to play a full season. But if say if he gets in that shape and he still keeps getting hurt, then without a doubt you agree with, you know, that premise. Mm. And then you have to honestly treat him like almost Kawhi Leonard, right? You have to load manage the rest of his career, and I really hope it doesn't come to that.
Let me ask you this, because I love going to the Pelicans games, and y'all, even if you're not basketball fans, they do a great job of entertainment during a game. It's a lot of entertainment value for the money, and the Pel's not having a great season, but I got to see the Celtics, right? I mean, the defending world champions. It was a lot of fun. But I don't for the life of me understand, Ollie. They got their hands all over each other, and I barely understand passing. And I know football, but pass interference, that is so subjective. Who knows? I don't understand how the hell they call a foul because they're constantly manhandling each other. Do you understand what constitutes a foul and what doesn't?
No, I don't, because
you don't.
It's something that changes from game to game.
Wait a minute, don't understand.
No, because there's supposed to be, right, consistency. We know what the letter of the law says, but every night it changes based on how referees honestly decide to call it, right? If you're going to call it tight, that means you're going to touch or call almost every kind of even slight push. That's where, say, last night's game, you saw the way the Thunder were putting hands on the Pelicans, especially Zion. He's the one that seems to suffer the most with getting the proper call simply because he's so big. It's hard to see when he gets hit that he doesn't have, like, you know, the step back, right? You can't see his body vibrate from the absorption of the foul. So, but yeah, I have issues with that, without a doubt. They have got to figure out a way to where they've got to call it more consistently, because I personally think the way Zion, how aggressive he is, attacks the rim, he should be shooting at a minimum, you know, 10 to 12 free throws a night, because he's getting hit that often. But yeah, when a guy like Steph Curry drives in the lane, they'll call that foul every single time. So, and we just talked about night to night, it even varies too. So it's a problem. It's a problem that NBA has always dealt with, but now more so than ever, because these athletes, they're just bigger and stronger.
And look, I'm not throwing shade at anybody, but with sports leagues embracing wagering like they have, they really need to have some consistency when it comes to calling those games, especially when calls can decide a game or not. Just saying.
Yeah, look, I mean, I think that's what's going to rule today, right? Money always talks. And so if there's a lot of unhappy, you know, bettors, and these like FanDuels and such sites owe it to their, you know, constituents, their clients, to produce the best possible product where, you know, everybody has an understanding of what's happening, no ambiguity. Yeah, That's the only thing that gives me hope. But again, we're now a couple years into it, and I haven't really seen any improvement on the side of the NBA in terms of the officiating.
You're right. I'm not, again, trying to throw shade at anybody, but they did embrace it. They did get in bed with it. So, you know, you make your deal and you got to live with it. Thank you, Ali. Any final thoughts for us?
Not really. Biggest thing you want to see with this Pelicans team is they are playing. I'm glad you mentioned that. They are a fun product to see.
They are. They really are. And y'all, don't let the record keep you away, because I'm telling you, it's a lot of fun to go to the games. It really is.
Yeah, it's such an up-and-down pace. The Pelicans have high flyers, right? You see Eve Missy, Trey Murphy, Zion. They can get over the rim and really throw them down. They can shoot the ball well at times, especially when CJ's playing. And like I said, they're scoring 120 or so points. So like I said, it's a fun basketball game. It's not the 80s where the scores are, what, 90 to 80.
Right.
So it's a great brand of basketball. And like I said, there's a lot of stars on this team, individual good players that you're going to see next year. And for instance, Trey Murphy, he's going to be a future all-star. So come and see him while he's still growing.
I think Eve Missy is a star in the making too.
I did too. And isn't it good to see him finally bounce back? Looked like he hit a rookie wall, wasn't able to produce or help anywhere. And now he's put together, at least on this road trip, showing that energy again, right? What did he have last night? Like 12 points, eight rebounds. The other night he had three quick blocks. So, yeah, I'm with you, Jordy. I love the way this kid works. I think he's going to turn himself into at least a Tyson Chandler in this league.
It's a good product. You got to support it. Get out there and support the Pels. They'll get it together, and you're going to have a good time either way. Thank you, Ali. I appreciate your time as always.
Absolutely, Tommy. Take care and have a good weekend.
You too, sir. Ali Cosell, credentialed NBA writer covering the Pelicans. We'll take a break. Come back. Talk to our friend Dr. Judy Ho, clinical and forensic neuropsychologist, host of the Supercharged Life podcast. We've had a busy January, well, with Super Bowl and everything. But guess what? Friday is Valentine's Day, so we're going to talk about keys to a long, healthy relationship when we come back on WWL.